Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. It's all about the vibe. And a lot of people in the world are catching up to this fact. It's all about the vibe, the universe slash universes. You know, how many ever there are, but we'll just call it the universe for convenience. Well, the universe runs on vibrations. It seems to be solid, with a lot of space in between. But it's actually all just vibrations, vibrating at certain frequencies, thereby creating the illusion of solid matter. It's not really solid. It's just vibrations. Some of it is really dense, and so it translates into matter. But then you go to touch it, it feels solid to the hand. And that's how humans have the human experience. And it's not just an energy experience, but it's a real solid experience with a lot of sensation provided via the sensory organs. The eyes, the ears, nose, hands, tongue. All of these, lips, all of these are wired to give sensations. And when the human comes into contact with any of these dense vibrating matters, it feels solid and provides a sensation, and hence the human is able to have fantastic experiences. That's just what it is, an experience. There is a whole support system created around this experience. But the support system itself is not real. It's not real. They just like to pretend that they're real. They just like to give the illusion that they're real. And by that I mean the whole police system, medical system. This system, that system, this system, that system. And they all like to show that they're the ones that matter. And we're not putting them down over here, but we're just trying to say, from the perspective of manifestation, their support systems, the main thing is the experience created through the sensory mechanisms that a human has. That is it. That's it. The soul experiencing through all the sensory organs, right? Getting perceptions, translating it into pleasure, or the opposite of pleasure, and thereby having its own unique experience. All of the support systems that happen in the world and everything that happens, you know, all the wars and other things that the support systems then need to step in and take care of. All that's illusion. That's not real. What's real is your perception of all of these objects around you. And what is the experience that you get from them? And then your mind, brain, gets flooded with feelings. Appropriate chemicals create feelings of pleasure and the opposite of pleasure. And anything in between. Of course, the mind is all over the body. That's what they say. But right now, we're talking about the brain. And then your body reacts to it. Either in pleasure or the opposite of pleasure or anything in between. But if you keep this in mind that, hey, you're the one that matters here. You are the one that matters here. Once you get a hold of that truth, all of the support systems become redundant. Again, we're not putting them down. Because when somebody creates a really negative life experience, then they fall back on the support systems who bolster them up back again, or attempt to anyway. So they're important too. But then each one of these people and all of these support systems also needs to realize that they're having a unique life experience. And what is it that they're experiencing? What is it that each person listening to the show is experiencing? The good, the bad, or the ugly? That's why they came up with the movie name, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. So everybody here is having a unique life experience, and you must, I can't stress on it enough, understand that it's you that matters and your experience of this world through your perceptions of what's going on. And it's your job to navigate from the opposite of pleasure to pleasure. I'm not even going to mention its name here. What is the opposite of pleasure? Not going to mention it. This is the good vibration show, right? We want to think good thoughts. So your job is to navigate towards pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure and more. And stop. You're not thinking of all the people who talk of sin and everything else. You're talking of pleasure. Each person is smart enough to know about the dualities and consequences, action, reaction, etc. What you sow, you reap. All of these principles are there to help us navigate towards pleasure, which is pure, free, and continuous. So now that we've decided that all the support systems are just support systems, and they're not the main. What's main is you. It's your experience. I was watching a show yesterday about people accepting what kind of hair they have. So they were talking a lot about acceptance, accepting who you are, your own hair, your own skin, what you look like, how God made you. I think they had a point, of course, about accepting yourself so that you can be truly happy with whatever hair you have, with whatever skin you have, with whatever form that is given to you, to be truly happy with that. Like, if what they're trying to say is, if God gave you that, then it must be true. And if God gave you that, and if it's true, then why not be happy with it instead of fighting it all the time? I think they had a point, for sure, to accept yourself as you are, to see your divine beauty through your own eyes first. First, to observe oneself, to observe one's shape of lips and one's nose and eyes and facial structure, skin, hair, fat, body muscle, and to see pleasure in it, to view yourself with eyes of admiration. And not critical, not criticizing. Oh, I don't fit what's accepted today. Well, you know, each country has its own unique form of beauty, right? China has its own, Philippines has its own, countries around India itself. They all have their own. Africa has its own. Latin America has its own. Europe has its own, different parts of Europe. So everybody is created in a certain manner, with a little bit of differences. But then we can't say that, oh, there's something wrong with them, or there's something wrong with them, there's something wrong with them, there's something wrong with them, because they're all born with certain genetics and they're born in their own countries, of course. But it what happened was because of the mixing in the world, a lot of mixing, mixing, mixing. Judgment started because one person is not like the other because of vast amounts of mixing. So this problem of thinking that one is less did not or does not exist amongst people of the same type. If everybody looked the same in a certain region, they're not going to judge each other. It's because of the mixing and trying to meet international standards that all of these criticisms have started. Self-criticism is the worst. But then when one understands the truth that the mixing and international competition and international standards has happened as a modern day situation, and it's not the truth. So one must see that this is not the truth. The international standard is something that's created new. It's something that's created new because of a lot of mixing. But that when one compares oneself to one's own region, one is beautiful. One is amazing. So if people want to take themselves to international standards and then compare themselves and then find themselves less, that dulls their human experience. So the international standards, if we start to go into who created it, why is it this way, why is it that way, that's going to be a continuing question that can't be really solved. To appreciate one's beauty, one must go back to one's culture, one's region, and to see that, hey, you're beautiful. Because as a tulip, amongst tulips, one is beautiful. One is perfect. As a sunflower, amongst sunflowers, one is beautiful, one is perfect. It's only when a tulip is trying to compete with a sunflower and a sunflower with a tulip, jasmine, and all the mixing, then there are emotional problems and self-criticism. But God made one perfect. God has made each one perfect for their own region. That's where the genes came from. Hence, one must compare oneself to like in one's own region, and one will find that there is no need to criticize. One's hair is perfect, one's skin is perfect, one's form is perfect, one's lips is perfect, one's nose is perfect. And then there is satisfaction, contentment, happiness, joy. And we're all here for joyful manifestation, to access that core of joy, that vibration of joy in which everything joyful happens. So one must take whatever effort mentally to feel comfortable in one's body and to feel the joy of being perfect amongst one's own people. And then there is going to be no comparison because each person is different. It's just the international standards because of vast amounts of mixing that has created all of these issues. But once one knows that all of this is illusion, it's an illusion, a grand illusion. And if one gets caught in that illusion, then one's not going to feel happy about oneself. And if one doesn't feel happy, then they affect their joy level, they affect their vibrations. It becomes a constant struggle. So, all of us today, we're going to release everything that comes in the way of our true core happiness of who we are. We should understand that we're all from different regions and we look typical to that region. And if one wants to get into international standard, it's going to create doubts and conflicts, and that's fine. Then go and compete. No problem. But never feel bad about oneself because God made one truly beautiful. God knows what he's doing. Literally, God knows what he's doing, right? And then we get into this joyful space where we feel so good and we're vibrating at such high levels that we shine. And then as we shine, there is joy. And in that joy, there are high vibrations. And in the high vibrations, high vibrating, joyful situations are attracted back to us. And we attract people who mirror to us our own beauty, our own happiness, our own joy, our own self-worth. They mirror it back to us. Our own contentment is mirrored back to us brilliantly in these gorgeous, gorgeous mirrors, gilded ones, gold, silver mirrors, you know, the frames. And then we feel happy. And then each high vibration takes us further into higher vibrations. And higher and higher and higher we go. And then we all feel eternally blissful, joyful, blessed. As if we're special, we're created lovingly by the one God. By whatever name one might think. And here we are. We're in joyful vibrations, having great experiences. Not comparing ourselves with anybody else. We are created unique in ourselves, and we feel happy about ourselves. We accept ourselves, and we're wonderfully blessed. And we exist then in a very, very joyful space that then feeds us back with more joy and more wonderful happenings. And so, we, with this, are going to go into our next section, which is money manifestation, work in Creole. We will listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight. The Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation, work, and career. Why is money so important? Well, it helps you buy things, right? You can buy stuff with it. You can add to the abundance that exists in your home. You can keep increasing your wealth. And there are no limits to increasing your wealth. When one starts to get into money vibrations, real money vibrations, you will see that wealth just keeps increasing more and more and more. There is a constant increase happening. It's just a lot of additions, additions, additions. Like things are added to one's wealth constantly and completely. It's a part of life to collect. To collect is a part of life. To collect is a part of life, and to be collecting all the time is also a part of life. And you know something? You know something? As you keep collecting, it gets more and more and more, and like attracts like. So there is a lot of like events happening, a lot of collecting. You heard of the people who collect shoes, clothes, hats. You've heard of the people who collect homes, a lot of artifacts, paintings. They're collectors, stamps. They keep collecting, they keep adding, 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 because they know the value of adding to all of this. What happens is when you keep adding, your feeling of having something increases. It's a feeling that comes from awareness of having something. So let's do like a small trick. You can use this trick. And if there is somebody here who does not think that they have enough money, what they can do is collect something and keep collecting it. It could be something of very low value, money-wise, something very cheap. And as one keeps collecting, and so we assume that somebody has the ability to collect at least these items. And as one keeps collecting, when one wakes up in the morning and thinks of his or her collection, feels happy and abundant. Yay! I have so many stamps. I collected so many stamps and it's going on increasing. Yay! I have so many t-shirts. And they have all these sayings, different sayings, and it's going on increasing. Yay! I have so many shoes. Yay! I have so many pencils. Yay! I have so many pens. And as one thinks about this, and it starts to almost become obsessive. To a state, to a certain extent. And one keeps adding to it, adding to it, and adding to it. And these are low-cost items, very low-cost items. But one feels happy in collecting them. And then one feels abundant when one sees one's collection. Oh my God, I got so much of this. I can't believe it. I got this, I got this, I got this pen, I got this pen, I got this stamp, I got this shoe. And this feeling of delight and joy in this collection spreads. It infiltrates the entire aura of this person, and this person's aura is rich and happy because abundance has set in, abundance mind has set in. And one feels really happy because of all of these things. The mind, it gets fooled easily. You know that, right? We can fool ourselves very easily. So even if the mind thinks that it has a lot of pens, and we're not going into the practical use of what this person is going to do with all these pens, we're just saying that the person hypnotizes himself into a state of feeling absolutely joyful because of having so much of this one product. And he starts to feel confident. He starts to feel amazing abundance. And guess what happens? He creates the feelings of abundance, and more abundance is attracted to him. His vibrations are joyful. More joyful events are attracted to him. And he then attracts abundance in other life areas also. Because he is somebody that feels great about life because he has so much of this one product. He has so much of it that he is stunned and shocked with his feeling of wealth. And his aura is absolutely plump with delight. Let's try this. It's a way to trick ourselves into believing that we have a lot. Because the mind at that moment is going to feel encouraged and confident. And one starts to see what one wants everywhere. So the law of attraction will bring back more pens, more pens, more pens, different types of pens. Pens here, pens there, pens everywhere. Shoes here, shoes there, shoes everywhere. It's almost as if there are many cobblers, shoemakers, building special shoes for us. So once we've run out of one store, we find another store, and then another store, and then different types of shoes, different types of pen, different types of stamps. The whole universe is busy bringing to this person what he wants. And it's a want as in he desires it. It's not a want as in he needs it because he doesn't have it. No, it's a pleasure-deriving want. And it gets fulfilled easily because one easily finds more of it. Now, what happens is you will see this working for you, and you will start to get the confidence that if it works for pens and shoes, it can work for anything. And we're not even saying go buy the expensive pens or the expensive shoes. You can buy really cheap ones. You can buy really cheap items. Collect rubber bands. Who cares? Safety pins, hair pins, headbands, t-shirts. But then at least get into this energy wave of more and more and more and more. And then you're going to feel blessed because you're busy thanking God. Oh my God, thank you for this. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. I see so much of what I want everywhere and I can afford it. And remember we said we can convert things into affirmations. And we can say, you know, with that affirmation tone that teachers have, life coaches and spiritual teachers, they have this tone. I see so much of what I want, and I am able to afford it. I see so much of what I want, and I am able to afford it. The affirmation tone. You can have your own affirmation tone and create these affirmations for yourself. And lo and behold, you become, lo and behold, do they still use that? Well, you become somebody who is able to affirm his way through his life. Someone who is able to easily access positive statements about yourself. And remember we said in the beginning of the show that this whole thing is about you and you and you alone. And it's not about all the support systems in the world. It's about you and your experience. And if you decide that collecting a whole bunch of rubber bands is what is important, then guess what? You're right. And everybody else doesn't matter. It's your desire to collect rubber bands of different colors, different sizes, different types. And if that is the most important thing in the world, then That's it. The universe will support you in your activity. And you will see large quantities of different types of rubber bands being manufactured. All of a sudden, there are rubber bands everywhere. Everything multiplies. So here I say to you, be careful what you focus on, because that is what is going to multiply. If one focuses on lack, it multiplies. If one focuses on abundance, it multiplies. And remember we said about, there was one particular method that we discussed some time ago, and I think I got that from, I'm not sure if I got it from Abraham teachings or somewhere on the internet, but it's about having a $100 bill, going shopping. So keep the $100 bill in your pocket or wallet, go shopping, don't spend it. But every time you look at everything, you feel as if you could buy it. And from this, one can create one's own affirmation. I am so rich. I have enough money to buy this item. I am so rich that I have enough money to buy this item in my pocket. Or make it short and say, I have money to buy this item in my pocket. I have money to buy this item in my pocket. Don't spend this money. Go around, look at all the items and think, oh my God, I could easily buy this. I could easily buy this. I have the money to buy this right now. And don't spend this. But what this creates is it creates a happiness in your system, a feeling of delight, a feeling of confidence. And then the whole thing gathers, your aura becomes plump with this confidence and delight in being able to buy. Purchasing power is amazing to have. And as one feels delighted, one gets into joyful vibrations, and this joyful vibrations spread everywhere, attracting more joy. More joy, more joy, more joy, more delight. Rather than feeling that one doesn't have money to buy something, that feeling creates vibrations and attracts more lack. If you can take anything back from this session, it's what you focus on expands to create your reality. And these are real methods that work to create a feeling of abundance and delight and joy in life. And then a lot more is received. I have clients who go from this feeling of nobody being attracted to them, nobody giving them jobs, to, oh my God, there are too many men attracted to me. I don't know what to do. It's like a tough job getting rid of them. And that becomes their problem, their new problem. Well, better this problem than the previous one, right? I have so many shoes. I don't know what to do. I have so much. I don't know what to do. Oh my God, somebody else offered me a job and I'm doing well in this job. And yeah, they're offering me more money, but I really like this job. I'm getting so many offers. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do about it. Better this problem of having too much. Correct? What do you think? And clients go from feeling like they don't have enough to feeling like they have too much. And now the issue is choosing. It becomes their real problem. So we will, of course, continue this in Soulmate Manifestation, But I'm just saying, you're laying the path to abundance and having too much. And that becomes a problem, confusing. Oh my God, I've got too much. What do I do? Too many choices. Should I go for this job? Should I go for that job? They're all offering me positions that are amazing, and I'm really confused. I don't know what to do. So this becomes a real problem of having too much. But I would see it's a nice problem to have, correct? I would say it's a great problem to have too much. And all of this can be created, this energy of having too much, having a lot, can be created. It can all be created by using the Joyful Manifestation Method. And of course, you're welcome to go get the book from Amazon or from other online retailers. Read up and understand this world that you live in. This world is not about the support systems. They're constantly trying to scare people into thinking something's going to happen. No, this world is about your experience and how you want to experience life. Because you're a sensory being who should delight, in his or her life. And we are going into the next section, which is soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We will take a short break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight.
Hello, baby.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. I love the song because it creates vibrations of this feeling of tenderness. This amazing feeling of affection feeling of joy, maybe for some people, about love and what love is. However, today we're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about soulmates as a collection. We're going to be talking about soulmates, not from an emotional place, but we're going to talk of soulmates as collecting them. Conquering them, collecting them, owning them, possessing them. So we're going to take this approach, and I want you to be aware that we are deliberately taking this approach because we're talking about the law of increase, and we're talking about abundance. And we're talking on focusing correctly on abundance rather than lack. And since we were in the previous section of money and we said, okay, so you know what, think that you have a lot of something. And if you need to trick yourself into thinking that by collecting certain things, then do that also, because your energy system is going to recognize that you have. You have. And if you have something, then you shall receive more. If you have something, you shall receive more. So we were talking about some of my clients who went from having nothing and their soulmates were busy getting distracted by other women or by their work or whatever it is. And they found that they were losing their soulmates. And this is something that a lot of women go through, and men. The feeling of not being able to keep one soulmate. So the first situation would be failure to attract one soulmate enough. And the second situation would be keeping the soulmate. And so when one goes through this, it creates a feeling of lack over years. This feeling of lack gets into somebody, and then they feel, oh my God. Even when they meet someone new, a new soulmate possibility, they immediately go into feelings of, I don't think this is going to work out anyway. Because my luck with men, and this is for women, of course, or my luck with men is not good. And so then that's their affirmation. Instead of thinking that my luck with men is really good and believing it, at least start to say it. My luck with men is really good. My luck with men is really, really good. Men love me. They love who I am. They think I'm really pretty. They are immensely attracted to me. And then what happens is, as we work on joyful manifestation, yes, because a lot of joyful vibrations are created when one thinks positive thoughts. More men are attracted. And past soulmates come back. They're back from space, from outer space. The question is not whether you still want them or not. Question is, they're back. That's what it means, that your soulmate luck is working for you. Because even past soulmates are coming back, and they all want you. So now this is not about you not wanting them, because they did this, correct? They all must have done something, not made Fictitious Jane happy. And for those who have listened to these shows before, Fictitious Jane is someone fictitious that I pull in to maybe offload some negativity onto her, use her as an example. So Fictitious Jane might have had men in the past who did not treat her well. And then, no matter what she did, they still left her and went after not treating her well. And now they're back from outer space because we changed her soulmate karma. But she doesn't want them anymore. She wants a new guy. What I'm saying is don't block these guys. Let them come back. It's proof. It's proof that your soulmates cannot leave you. See what I'm saying? You don't have to be with these men, but at least be happy that they're back or that they're trying to get back. Your abundance mind, where soulmates are concerned, is going to increase vastly. And then, as your abundance mind, where soulmates are concerned, increases more and more, more shall be given to you. So don't go into feelings of rejection and, oh, he did this and he did that and he did this. No, everybody has a love karma. And when that love karma is working, good or bad, it attracts certain things. So if someone's not good to their soulmate, there is a negative love karma going on. And one's beauty is not mirrored back. We have methods of fixing this. We have methods to change your love karma. And Fictitious Jane can now have a fantastic love karma where she attracts her soulmate and ends up keeping him and is very, very happy. And as I said, her new problem would be, oh God, all my soulmates want me. Who do I choose? And that's a better problem to have. Because now we're in the position of choosing. Now, isn't that empowerment? You know how people say, oh, empowerment is where you take revenge, or you're in a position of taking revenge, and you are into your self-worth, and you realize you don't need somebody. We're not talking of that empowerment. We're talking of the empowerment where we're in a position of choice. And we exercise our choice with wisdom. That's true empowerment. The power of choice. Not the power of disappointment and resulting anger. That's not empowerment. When you reach a place of choice, and you're able to make this choice, you are in a place of true empowerment. And it doesn't matter what journey you had to walk, how hard it was, or what you had to do, or how long you had to wait. The fact is, the power lies in the power of choice. And now everybody who turned their backs, all the soulmates, come back, and they want Fictitious Jane, and she is in a power of choice, and she exercises it with wisdom, joy, gratefulness, happiness, a true feeling of abundance. And that's what we want for everybody over here. We want all of you who are listening to understand that you too can be in this position of choice. And the person that you like and love wants you back too and shows you that. And there is nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with being with one soulmate and exercising or experiencing is the word, true happiness and joy with that person. And we can turn it all around so that you are in that position of abundance rather than the opposite, which is lack. And people always end up saying, oh my God, I have too much. No, everybody wants me. No need to feel upset about it. They want you because you're great, right? You're amazing. Who wouldn't want you? Look at you. You're so beautiful. You're so handsome. Who wouldn't want you? And then if you understand this and you make it into an affirmation, I am so amazing. I am so amazing that everybody wants me. I am so amazing that everyone wants me. And for those people who will say, oh my God, but we only want the people we like and we want to want us back. Well, one thing is that you can't really control this. When you start vibrating, amazing energy is coming out of you and you're going to attract everybody, literally. Right? You can basically then put a filter on it and say, oh, only the people I like should come to me. That's building up walls and blocking everything. Let everybody come. Let them try. You can have your own way of filtering in another way. Like, if you're not blocking, you're not feeling like, oh my God, everybody likes me. Who wants that? No. Let everybody like you. You choose. Because along with this, everybody is going to be your soulmate too, the one you like. Because there's a flow going on. And the flow is towards you. Because you're amazing. And there's a lot of joy and happiness and great vibrations of abundance. In this flow, what you want will also come to you. What we want is the flow for you. That's what we want for you. We want the flow. We want the flow of you being absolutely happy, and we want the flow of everything great happening to you and everybody coming to you, and you feel amazing about this great flow that is coming to you. And remember, this law works for everything. It works for money. It works for love. It works for everything. So we will talk about it more, but before we sign off for today, we just want to remind you about the Good Fortune Show that is going to be on next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so please come in and get your fix of good fortune already, and please sign up for subscription to our shows, because, you know, you're then part of a club. You're part of this great energy, and it's not that costly. You just want to be a part of something that's really, really good that's happening. So do subscribe and support the show. And, you know, we want more good, right? More and more good for people, more abundance. So until then, we want to sign off, and we're wishing you a happy week ahead till the next show, the Good Fortune Show, which is hosted by me. And we want you to go and read up on Joyful Manifestation and sign up for my coaching if you need personal guidance. And please celebrate your life the whole next week and have a great rest of today. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries. Social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.